Welcome to the Raise with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day of life, and Jesus meets yours. You've got your Sunday preview for March 24th, 2019, Lent 3, also the third week of our series on fighting temptation. The overall theme, merging all three readings together under one single idea, is the thought of grumbling against God's grace and taking God's grace for granted. Our first reading from Numbers chapter 16 recounts for us the destruction of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, as well as the 250 others who were in open rebellion against Moses. They were grumbling, "Aren't we Levites also? What gives Moses the right to think that he alone can lead us? What gives Aaron the right to think that he alone gets to go into the tabernacle and offer incense?" And Moses says that they have treated the Lord with contempt. Before Moses even finished speaking those words, the very ground underneath the families of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram opened up, and they went down to the grave to Sheol alive. And then fire came out from the Lord, consumed the 250 who had also been in opposition. But the most striking thing, that God is the one who gives holiness. God is the one who maintains holiness. And so he says to Aaron, "Go and fish out, pick out the censers that those 250 men had been using," and they hammer them into a covering for the altar. God is not a God to be trifled with. Don't take God's grace for granted, and learn from the Israelites, from their history. Our second reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 recounts a similar thought. Learn from our history. Don't take God's grace for granted, because all of those Israelites who had come out of the Exodus, who had been through the sea, the Red Sea, who had seen the miracles and the plagues in Egypt, none of those who were of, you know, adult age when they left Egypt entered the Promised Land, because they didn't think of sin as a big deal. They didn't think it was a big deal to say, "Oh, let's get up and celebrate wildly like idolaters. Let's commit sexual immorality and let's grumble." All these things that were happening to them has meaning as examples, Paul writes, and they were written down to warn us to whom the end of the ages has come. So if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. In other words, check your own heart so that these sort of sins aren't grabbing hold of your own heart. The grumbling against God, the sexual immorality, the elevating someone or something above God as first place in our hearts. And then finally, our gospel lesson focuses on Luke chapter 13. We learn from our Savior, don't take God's grace for granted. Here goes. "At that time there was some present who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. He answered them, 'Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered these things? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all perish too. Or those 18 who were killed when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all the people living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all perish too.' He told them this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. He came looking for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the gardener, 'Look, for 3 years now I've been looking for fruit on this fig tree, and I have found none. Cut it down. Why even let it use up the soil?' But the gardener replied to him, 'Sir, leave it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put fertilizer on it. If it produces fruit next year, fine. But if not, then cut it down.'" And so, from our gospel lesson, we see that traipsing along on our journey in the uncertainty of self-righteous self-reliance only leads to ruin and destruction. Christ calls each of us to closely examine our lives for fruit of repentance. The gardener is patient and long-suffering, but he knows well that without fruit, a tree will be cut down. However, bending to the gardener's hand in true repentance will lead to a fruitful life here and eternal life hereafter. Worship is at 9 a.m. at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also tune in at YouTube. Check out the bio link at our Instagram page at Raised with Jesus, or just go to YouTube and search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.